Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it off. Hey, the way you move your body got me so turned up, like.
What?
So sexy. Perfect for a Friday.
What? Yeah. That'll get you amped. Every damn song he does.
Just, you know, I just always like thinking like Little John coming off of stage. You know, he's up there. He's like, yeah, what? Okay. Yeah. And then he gets off stage. You're like, hey, Little John, that was a great show, man. And how are you feeling? He's like, what?
No. Actually, you're right. It was a fantastic show this evening.
Did you have a good time? Yeah. How are you feeling? Okay. It just cracks me up. Like, see, Little just completely opposite of what he is. I don't know.
He's got to get tired. He has to get tired at some point. I haven't seen it, but
it's a perfect progression. His what he's known for, the what, yeah, and okay. It's like, what? Yeah, okay. What do you do? Yeah, all right. God.
Get rich off a few words, what? Man, and just getting hype, amped, crunk.
Yeah. Okay. I digress. Folks, we got to keep her moving. It's time for your morning dump.
Okay.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it out. Yeah. Well, big news, Hunter. NASA's largest, most advanced rover, Perseverance, touched down on Mars yesterday after a 203-day journey traversing 293 million miles. There's actually audio of the moment that it happened when all the people that were watching it, you know, at NASA, listen to this.
Touchdown confirmed. Yes. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
We got it.
Wow.
This is so exciting. The team is beside themselves. It's so surreal.
And pretty cool there. You
count
know,
it.
It's pretty nuts. And having this audio here, you know, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal for most of us. Because think about it, Hunter. This does not change our lives right now. And like a lot of things, like immediately it doesn't. But think about 30 years from now, we're going to look back on this and be like, oh, do you remember when they landed Perseverance on there while we're
here's
up on Mars? You know,
here's the thing. For a lot of you out there, they're just like, yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, one more time. Read how far that is. 293 what? Million miles.
A 203 day journey.
All right. It's 1200 miles to Sarasota, Florida, guys. All right. Takes you 2 days to get there. Right there. If you put things into perspective of what the human race has done. Mm-hmm. We've landed on another planet. All right, I'm just going to try to do another analogy. All right, you're out in your farm, right? And you're throwing dirt over your shoulder. It's midday. It's hot. All of a sudden, this thing comes out of the sky. Lands right next to you. All these things come out, right? What is that? It's from a different planet. We are doing that right now. That's us.
God, you're so impressive.
We're on the other side of that. Like, that's mind-blowing, dude.
All right, calm down, nerd.
We are aliens. We are landing on different planets. Like, we freak out if it happens to us. Oh, there's no way. But we're doing it. It's crazy.
All right, don't mess your NASA pajamas. I know you're excited about it, but Jesus.
Come on, though.
Here's the thing. I will be excited. I will be, like, over.
If you bring up sex and robots and aliens in this time,
you know what,
I'm going to be mad.
I don't always.
Take this seriously.
I don't always just talk about having sex with aliens, okay? I'm more than that. Right. But I will tell you, I will be super excited when I get to have sex with an alien, okay?
Yeah, I knew exactly where you were going with it. Come on, man.
Until I get some sweet alien pooty tang, all right? I'm not going to care. It's a big whoop. What, we got some red rocks? I don't care about red rocks and anything like that. I want to get a lap dance from an alien stripper. Then I will be impressed.
Single-handedly, the most amazing feat the human race has ever done, period. Yeah.
I want to.
And you're.
I want to see an alien babe.
You're downplaying it.
I want to see an alien babe clapping her butt cheeks to a Little John song. All right.
Make your booty clap. Make them. You are so.
And here's the question, though.
You have a problem with the human race.
Will alien strippers take like Earth dollars, or is there going to be like some common like space bucks that I got to make it rain on the alien stripper with?
There was a room full of people on their knees crying yesterday because this feat is so amazing. And here you are on the radio.
I'll be crying.
Did you find any aliens with boobs?
I'll be crying too because that alien ass is going to be so nice and bring a tear to my eye. That alien got an onion booty. Ass so nice and bring a tear to your eye. Yeah, make it clap.
God, you're terrible.
Anyway.
Congratulations to NASA.
Congratulations.
Don't listen to Brock.
You guys did it. Now find me some alien strippers. Lastly, it turns out we've accidentally been taking longevity medicine without knowing it, and that medicine is ranch dressing.
Oh, yeah.
It's just Jabba the Hutt over here. No, according to a new study out of Ohio State University, people who chub up a little as they get older live the longest of anyone. The study looked at people in the town in Massachusetts for almost 70 years, and they found that people who start their adult lives at an average weight and then slowly become overweight but not obese live longer than people who stayed an average weight their whole life. Now, they're not exactly sure why these extra pounds help keep people alive, but, quote, the impact of weight gain on mortality is complex. So, obviously, you don't want to be Jabba the Hutt. You know, you don't want to go. But they're saying, a little bit of extra, tub on you is that good for you.
But the grandmas out there that are a little older are usually a little more hefty, you know?
Yeah.
Bubbly, jolly.
I don't know what is this about. Maybe because you're not stressed. You're not sitting there putting all that stress on your body. Yeah, I don't know. But
Maybe, you know. It'd be just being skinny, dude. You're cold, you know.
Yeah.
Brittle. You don't want to be brittle when you're old.
Yeah, you need a little cushion in case you fall. Maybe there is something to this. Maybe we've been doing it all wrong. However, I will say I have yet to see a dietary plan from anybody I've ever seen that said, oh, make sure you get plenty of ranch dressing in your diet, okay?
Right. You get a lot of that in your diet. You
got to have your veggies. Got to have your fruits. Make sure you get protein. And then throw in a couple shots of ranch dressing in there. You're going to be fine.
You got that shake you're mixing up at the gym. What is that? Is that some whey protein? No.
Ranch.
It's some Hidden Valley, baby. Woo.
You throw some berries in there, maybe a little peanut butter. You get that protein. And then just a couple squirts of Hidden Valley. You're going to be fine.
My wife is puking right now. She hears this. She hates ranch.
Fittest guy. Dude, what's your secret? Ranch. Ranch dressing. That's my secret. Arnold. I can see Arnold. He's there. He's like, I like to lift the weights. You know, I get the buff. I do ranch. The curls and I do squats. And then once I'm done with my workout, I go and I take shots of ranch dressing. I do it. Come on.
Come on. You get these big muscles.
I have ranch just coursing through my veins. Do it. I really lost the Arnold accent there. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. You lost it.
All right. That's your drunk. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.